We turn now to Chile. Of all the countries in Latin America, Chile appears to be an economic exception. It's lauded for its sound fiscal and economic policies, its stability, and its trade agreements. But last month, President Ricardo Lagos said he was tired of all the praise for the so-called beautiful daughter of the Americas. And within the country, opinion is divided as to how well Chile is really doing. Jim Ross reports.
Maria Eugenia Delgado stares anxiously at the people passing by as she adjusts the crystalline candles in her store display window. But today, no one has even come in to browse. Maria Eugenia has run her small framing and decoration shop on the busy commercial strip of Providencia for more than a decade. She says all she ever hears in the news lately is how well Chile is doing economically and how business is booming abroad. Within the country, it's a different story, she says. In fact, last year marked her lowest sales ever.
It has been a very difficult year because the economy has been very stuck. People don't spend, people don't invest. And given the real estate slowdown, commerce has come to an standstill too.
Maria's frustration is widespread within the commercial sector. It even prompted President Ricardo Lagos to speak out last month against Chile's glossy image. He said Chile is often portrayed as the beautiful daughter or top of the class of the Americas in international forums. But he says that image is not accurate, not for the economy or for social political issues. So where does this idyllic image come from? Chile is the only country in all of Latin America to have sustained an average growth above 5% in the past decade. Inflation is at its lowest level since 1935, unemployment is down, the Chilean peso is the only Latin currency to have increased in value last year, its stock market is performing at its best level in 10, and Chile has signed important free trade agreements with the U.S. and European Union, which are now coming into force. Joseph Ramos is Dean of the Economics Department of the University of Chile. He says the country should be proud of those numbers.
It can be a leader because it has 20 years of proven success. It's been the leader in any number of economic reforms, the free trade agreement. It's been the leader, government's budgetary controls, fiscal controls, it's been the leader in trade opening up, it was the leader in health care reforms. It was a leader in introducing capital control. It was a leader in generating an independent central bank. 10 years of a budget surplus that puts Chile in a different class.
Ramos says that stability makes Chile the exception in Latin America, but that stability was imposed by a dictatorship. So while the economy improved, human rights suffered. When the summit convenes, issues such as democracy, poverty reduction, and social reforms will also be on the agenda. Marcelo Díaz will lead Chile's delegation to the summit for the Department of Foreign Affairs. He says much remains to be done in those areas to improve the lives of average Chileans, because the growth Chile has enjoyed has tended to remain in the hands of few.
Porque somos líderes, pero líderes a la inversa. Es decir, we're leaders, but leaders in the wrong way. We're among the countries with the worst income distribution in Latin America. We don't feel that we have achieved everything. We don't care to be at the top of all of the region's rankings. What we're interested in is deeply what we need to in order to achieve better living conditions. Chile isn't a developed country, and our task is to achieve that goal.
On the economic front, Díaz says Chile is limited by its small population, 15 million people, and on its dependence on foreign trade. A third of Chile's gross domestic product comes from exports, and only 8 products account for more than half of them, so Chile's vulnerable to changes in market prices. Arnoldo Venegas is vice president of ASEXMA, an association representing Chile's manufacturers and exporters. He says the Chilean government isn't paying enough attention to the export sector.
Beginning in the year 1996-1997, the total rate of growth of exports begins to stop. Decline begins. This is worrying for us because we would like to see more export businesses and more exports.
Venegas says small and medium-sized businesses are the key to breaking Chile's dependence on its major exports. but a solution cannot come only from within. Claudia Fuentes is vice president of the Latin American Faculty of Social Sciences, or FLACSO, an independent Chilean think tank. He says Chile's stability depends largely on the stability of the continent.
There is a basic principle that the stability of Chile depends on the stability of the region. I mean, if we have a bad neighborhood that is burning, that at the end affects Chile. I think that Chile should have a more proactive strategy or policy toward the region to promote peace and stability.
What this all means to economists like Joseph Ramos is that Lagos is right. Chile is not the beautiful daughter.
It still has a long way to go, and we're not supposed to sit back on our laurels and say, well, we made it, because we haven't made it.
And Ramos says he's not optimistic the summit will do much to help Chile or any other Latin American country.
I'm not terribly upbeat about what one can expect from these summits. It's that they highlight an issue, and that's about it. 200 serious problems in the Americas, and just mouthing the appropriate noises about them really has zero impact.
But government envoys don't share that feeling. They're optimistic the Summit of the Americas will make progress in areas that will help Chile grow. That is, measures to reduce poverty, easing access to new information and technology, and promoting small and medium-sized businesses. For The World This Weekend, I'm Jen Ross in Santiago, Chile.